कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते मा फलेषु कदाचन मा कर्मफलहेतुर्भुर्मा ते संगोस्त्वकर्मणि। भगवद्गीता 2.47। कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते,
this is one of the most quoted verses in the Gita, and this part is one of the most quoted quartets in the verse of the Gita. Quartet is one quarter of the verse. So, karmanne va adhikaraste. Adhikar is right. So, in this world, we often in civics, political science, or in general governmental administration, we talk about rights and responsibilities. So, for example, every citizen, say, has a right to practice whatever religion he or she wishes. Then every citizen also has a responsibility. The responsibility of, say, following the laws of the state, paying the bills or whatever. Now, normally, karma is work. So, you have a right to do your work. This, in most people don't think of work as a right. They think of it as a responsibility. I have to have a job by which I can earn a living and I can have I can put bread on my table for my family, for myself. So when Krishna says karmanne va adhikaraste, so you have a right to your work. Normally, if at all it is a right, people will think that it is the right to the fruit of the work. I work for throughout the month, now I have to get you. I have a right to the salary. But Krishna goes the opposite direction and he says, Ma phaleshu kadachina. You do not have a right to the result. So whereas our thinking would consider that we have a right to the result and we consider the work as a responsibility, Krishna is inverting this normal thinking and is saying that you have a right to the work but no right to the result. And now somebody, we are told that, oh, you have no right to the result, then why should I work at all? So Krishna in the last part says, Mate sangostva karmani, do not be attached to not doing work. So that counters that point also. And then one more thing is, Ma karma phala heturbhur. Do not think that you are the cause of the result of your work. Now this also seems seems counterintuitive, because I worked hard, so I got good marks. So you know, a batsman plays well in a cricket match, and the team wins. So what does this mean to say that don't consider yourself to be the cause of the result of your work? So all four lines of this verse seem to make counterintuitive or counterlogical claims. So what is going on in this verse? Essentially, Krishna is talking about karma yoga here. And while talking about karma yoga, what he underscores is that we are all meant to work with a higher consciousness, which will take us towards enlightenment faster. So working through higher consciousness means that we work with an understanding that we are not the body, we are the soul. So when we are put in a particular bodily situation, and the body determines to a large extent our inclination, our disposition. So the four varanas are basically four human types. Some people are intellectuals, some people are administrators, some people are merchants, and some people are general assistants. So Krishna is saying, karmanne va adhikaraste, that according to your bodily type, you will be inclined to a particular kind of work. And you have a right to that kind of work. So, you are not, in the name of understanding that you are the soul, it is not that you have to suppress or
reject your bodily nature. You have a right to act according to your bodily nature. But if you're simply acting according to your bodily nature, and that is all that we do, then we won't rise to spiritual consciousness because we stay enslaved by the body. Then we are not much different from the animals who also act according to the bodily nature. Cats, a lion searches for prey. Say a deer, and a deer searches for grass. So they are simply acting according to bodily nature. So we are not meant to act only according to our bodily nature. The way we will act according to our bodily nature, but we cannot change our action so much because the body is programmed to behave in a particular way to a large extent. It's inclined to behave in that way, but we can change our motivation. So that change of motivation is what he talks about. Ma karma phala hetur bhur. Do not do the work for the result. Let the result not be the motive of the work. Now what this means is, not that one not seek the result, not that one not accept the result, not that one not strive for the result. Obviously, Arjuna is an archer, and when he is fighting to win the war. So, how can it? And he has himself practiced. He has become a champion archer to painstaking practice and even more painstaking austerities. So he does want the result, but the result is not the aim of his work. His aim is higher realization. By working with detachment, by working in a spirit of sacrifice, in a spirit of service, in a spirit of contribution. Ultimately it is, and with a more evolved understanding, it will be in a spirit of service to Krishna, bhakti. But basically recognizing that this is my bodily nature, and I will use my bodily nature in the service, in selfless service to others and ultimately to God, then that mood of contribution is our motivation, not just the fruit. So we understand that I have a bodily nature and I have to act according to bodily nature, but I will act not to gratify myself through the fruits, but to do my part in the whole, to contribute to the whole by doing my part. And therefore that contribution is my motivation, not just the fruit of my work. So as long as I play my role, I am contributing whether the result comes out or not. So this frees us from the mental pressure for the result, which often distracts us from proper performance. So ma karma phala hetur bhur. Don't think yourself to be the cause of the fruit. This means that in this world, results don't come by our endeavors alone. Whenever we do succeed, we understand that many things apart from our effort also went right. And only because all those things went right did the result come about right. So our efforts are no doubt important, but we cannot say that our efforts were the decisive factor in producing the result. Now even if a student studies very well, where the student could well have fallen sick before the exam, the student could have met the accident before the exam, the teacher could have been in a bad mood while testing the while checking the paper, the typist keying into the computer could have made a mistake while typing, the marks, so many things could have gone wrong. And therefore the point here is that we cannot think of ourselves as the only cause of the result. So many other factors involved. And recognizing that we are not the only cause of the result frees us again from both pride and depression. Pride when we succeed with you, oh, I did it. No, we recognize that, okay, I played a role, but ultimately the results, there are many other factors involved. So that saves us from pride. And again, it saves us from dejection when the result doesn't come about. Because we recognize that as long as I did my part, I am growing in wisdom. I am growing in realization. I recognize that I was not the only person who produced the result. Therefore, I recognize the role of higher things. So, to consider this with the example,
when a farmer plows the land, the farmer's plowing is important. And the farmer has the land and is by profession a farmer. The farmer has the right to plow the field. But the farmer is not the only cause in producing the grains, in producing the crops. Because if rains don't come, or if, say, some predators come and destroy the crop, then the harvest will not be there. So, do not think that you alone are the cause of the result of the work. So, we are the cause, but we are not the only cause. And, mate sangostu akarmani. But do not be attached to not working also. The farmer doesn't plow, the farmer doesn't sow, then the crops are not going to grow. So similarly, if we don't do our part, then the results won't come. So Arjuna, how does all this apply to Arjuna? Now when he has to fight, if he thinks that, oh, I'll be killing my relatives, then he will get into either attachment or aversion. Oh, I want to gain the victory, and I want to avoid defeat, or I want to avoid killing them, whatever. So get out of this all psychological complexities by recognizing that I am an archer. Arjuna can recognize that I am an archer, I have a duty to fight. But I am motivated not by just gaining the result. If that result comes, if the victory comes, well and good. But my primary motivation in doing this is by acting according to my nature in a spirit of service. With detachment, I will grow in realization, I will grow in wisdom. Now, a student who is too caught with getting mark cannot really study properly the subject because constantly, will this come in the exam, will this come in the exam? But a student who is focused on gaining knowledge through the studies, then whatever questions come, the student will be able to answer and get the marks also. The marks will be the side product. Just the growth in knowledge is the primary goal. So similarly, when Arjuna acts with detachment, in the spirit of service, then he will grow in wisdom, he will grow in realization. And I will realize that I am not the body, I am the soul. And I will move onwards in my spiritual evolution. And whether I get victory or not, I am not the only doer. So I will not get too caught up, worried about these things. And I also recognize that I cannot be inactive. As a Kshatriya, I will by nature be active. So better let me be active according to my Swadharma and do my duty. So here Krishna is in more analytical detail reiterating what he had told in 38th verse, that Yuddhaya Yujyasva, fight for the sake of fighting. That means that is your nature, so fight. So here Karmanneva Adhikaraste. So the four counterintuitive things in this verse are reconciled by the understanding of the complete dynamic of the relationship of body and the soul and the relationship of human endeavor and the higher order of things in bringing about results. Thank you.